Unit 3. Recording 4.
And now on Radio Nation, it's 8:30 and here's a summary of the latest news. Air passengers could be hit badly today as cabin crews stay at home in the latest in a series of one-day strikes. The major airlines are warning that up to 100,000 people may experience delays. The managing director of Travel Air, David Wade, had this warning to the unions.
I'm sure I don't need to spell out the chaos being caused in the airline industry as a result of these strikes, and I would like to apologise to all our customers. However, the cabin staff must accept the new working conditions if the airline is to compete, and the management has no choice but to stand firm on this issue.
But he didn't have to wait long for a response. A union spokesperson said, I can't believe Mr. Wade is being so confrontational. We will not be bullied by management. Eventually, the airlines will have to return to the negotiating table. Up to 200 teachers and pupils had to be evacuated from Northfield Primary School in South Wales today after a fire broke out in an adjacent building. Although firefighters were able to bring the fire under control fairly quickly, they couldn't prevent the fire damaging the school's sports centre. The head teacher said it might be a number of months before the sports centre is back in operation, although the school itself should be able to reopen early next week. The new Borland Bridge, connecting the island to the mainland, was officially opened today by the Transport Minister. However, it's been in operation for a few weeks already and has received a mixed reception from islanders. From Borland, here's our reporter, Anna Curtis.
Yes, the new bridge has stirred up a lot of strong emotion on Borland, and I'm here to gather the views of some of the island's residents. Excuse me, what do you think of the new bridge?
I think it will be of great benefit to the island. We used to be terribly isolated here because the ferry service was so bad. It's only a short distance, but the crossing would take over an hour at least. It could be a very rough journey too. Many passengers would get seasick during the crossing.
Excuse me, I'm asking people about the effects of the new bridge. They reckon that tourism on the island is set to expand.
Is that such a good thing? There are already far too many cars and people. We'll also get wealthy people from the mainland who can afford second homes. That will push up house prices and islanders won't be able to buy properties. That can't be right, surely. There ought to be restrictions on the number of people moving here.
It's certainly true that the bridge is going to have a major impact on the way of life of the people here over the next few years. But whether that will be a positive or negative effect, only time will tell.
Following her report on the high levels of obesity among children, the government's chief health advisor, Professor Carmen Brady, has said that schools have to play a more active role in encouraging children to take up sports. She has also criticised parents.
Parents needn't be very interested in sport themselves, but they should give their children whatever encouragement they can. While we were gathering information for our report, we found that some parents will actually discourage their children from taking up a sport on the basis that they might get distracted from their academic studies. This negative attitude to sport mustn't be allowed to continue, not if we are to get on top of the obesity crisis facing the country.
And finally, the weather. Well, if you're in the south of the country, you shouldn't be troubled by any rain today. It will be warm, sunny and dry, with temperatures up to 22 degrees Celsius. However, in the north, you're likely to see an occasional shower, with maximum temperatures of around 15 degrees. Radio Nation News...